Okay, I'm Shaminda Yubi. I'm the director of Oceana Network, and we provide refuge and outreach services for women at risk of domestic violence.
Forced marriage and arranged marriage are often confused, but they aren't the same thing, are they?
No, they're not the same thing. And to be very clear, forced marriages happen when either one or both of the parties don't consent to the marriage, and there might be an element of duress, and that duress can take various forms. So we're looking at perhaps sort of emotional kind of abuse and pressure through to kind of extreme forms of violence. So that's what we class as a forced marriage. Arranged marriages happen in many communities and they work fine. You know, we have many people who say, yes, I've been through an arranged marriage, I'm very happy.
There is also the problem of honour violence as well, isn't there? What is that?
Honour-based violence is violence that's perpetrated by certain communities, certain members within those communities that really have the concept of honour and shame embedded within their culture and their community. So we're talking about South Asian communities, some kind of North African communities, Middle Eastern communities. It's a range of communities. That's where we get sort of, you know, the so-called honour killings. You know, they happen when women do things that are or behave in ways that are inappropriate or unacceptable by the families and the communities. And those families then respond in a way to preserve their family honour.
Is it only women that are affected?
Primarily it's women. Certainly in the case of forced marriage, the Forced Marriage Unit, which is a government initiative and run by the government, they on average see about 1,600 young people a year who are affected by forced marriage, and about 15% of their referrals are men. So it does affect men. In terms of honour-based violence, yes, it is an issue because in some cases we have women who are in relationships with, you know, they have a boyfriend, the families find out, and they're not happy that this, you know, their daughter is engaging in this relationship. And she might be at risk, but also her boyfriend is at risk. And we've actually had cases where, you know, the boyfriends have been beaten.
Now tell us about the new refuge. What support are you offering here?
The new refuge is one specifically for South Asian, Turkish and Iranian women. It's for young women aged 16 to 30 who are at risk of forced marriage or honour-based violence. What we have on offer is a 5-bed safe house. But more importantly, what they get, apart from the kind of security of being in a safe house, is the support that comes with it. Because there's a lot of isolation women face, the guilt feelings that they have, just their general experiences, having to come to terms with them, requires a lot of emotional support. But at the same time, we're giving them the practical support and advice they need.
Have you had any success stories?
We have many success stories. We have one young woman who was forced into marriage at a young age. She came to the refuge and we were able to support her. She didn't continue with her education because her parents had said that 16, you're going to stop, we're going to get married. She studied, she went to college and has ambitions to go on to university. So, you know, one of the things that young woman said to me was that despite all the difficulties she's had with the family and despite them disowning her because she left home because of the problems that she had, that the freedom to make her own choices and decisions about her future was something that she wouldn't want to sacrifice ever again.
Tell us a bit about other work Oceana does.
We provide counselling and outreach services for young people affected by domestic violence. So it's quite important for us to reach the young people that are probably living in violent homes. They're seeing the violence going on, or they themselves are at risk of domestic violence because in some cases, you know, young children in the family home might intervene to support their mother. We provide education and awareness-raising workshops across secondary schools in Waltham Forest and neighbouring boroughs. And that is very important for us because what it's doing is it's raising awareness with young people. You know, many surveys have been done where they indicate that young people think it's okay for a boyfriend to hit a girlfriend if he feels that, you know, she's done something wrong or she's maybe cheated on him. You know, so it's up to us to actually say, under no circumstances is it okay for someone to hit their partner. And we train professionals around domestic violence as well. It's important that whatever circumstances women find themselves in, if they approach their GP or approach a housing officer, that they can get the right kind of response. So it's important that those professionals are trained to recognise the key risks and manage those risks appropriately.